Hi, Paul Slack. It's good news. I'm speaking to Hugh Riley. Hi, Hugh. How are you?
Hey Paul, I'm great. It's good to speak to you on goodnewsplanet.tv.
All right. Well, liquid lunch to you, Hugh Riley.
Thank
I'm
you.
looking at your website, thatchannel.com. I'm very excited. Good news is very excited because we're coming up to Toronto. And we're going to do a show in your studio on 9/11 and maybe 12 and 13, I was told, in which we're going to present our Woodstock Forever Peace, Love, and Hope movie. And we're also going to dedicate it to a few people that lost their lives, unfortunately, in the 9/11 tragedy here in the World Trade Center. And then we'll maybe finish with a song, a little song of Georgia Fumante, who's from Montreal, who's not able to come, but we'll show a little video of her singing the prayer. And then we're going to show the movie. And Hugh, I want to thank you very much for allowing us to do that at your studio. Tell us about your studio and about your thatchannel.com.
Yeah, well, it sounds like I'm going to find out a lot more about what you're doing in New York, but it sounds like we may be doing kind of similar things in that well, so what that channel is a it's media, it's internet television. We launched it in 2004, and basically we did it because we wanted to change the world and have as much fun as possible, not necessarily in that order. And
So tell me, what inspired that for you to actually then move forwards with with a studio in downtown? And I went to your website. You have a lot of diverse, a lot of multiculturalism on your broadcast. What inspired you to do that? Are you a TV producer? Have you been that for some years?
Well, I have a business degree. I didn't really take media, although I've always been interested in it. And I originally was publishing a newspaper when that was possible to do that. You know, as soon as that was kind of possible to do desktop publishing and able to create and publish a newspaper with computers and the internet. As soon as that was possible, we were doing that. And then as soon as it was possible to do internet radio, we were kind of doing that. And then as soon as it was possible to do internet TV, we were doing that. So, I mean, I think I myself have had the impetus to change the world and have as much fun as possible my entire life. And as the internet and technology allowed it to actually happen, I mean, we were right on it. So that's just, you know, I just think and of course the whole 9/11 event is just an example of why somehow we need to figure out how to do things a little bit differently so that that kind of thing just doesn't happen again.
There you go. So I'm looking at your website, Hugh, at channel.com. So on 9/11, when we do our show there, where will people see? Will it go right on your website? Where on the site would they go to look for our event?
Well, if you're on the website right now, you see that there's a screen with some live video playing. Or you
I
should,
see.
Paul. I need you.
I see a
Please.
screen that says Home Video Show Services Calendar. Be a guest. Contact more.
Do you have
Testimonial
a,
Podcast Shop.
yeah, but do you have a screen below the menu with a live show?
A screen with a menu with a live show. I don't think so.
Well, I don't know what's going
Oh, it
on
says
there.
that. It says thatchannel.com. It says Liquid Lunch with Hugh Riley. So maybe I'm in the wrong space.
Well, just go to thatchannel.com.
Okay, I think I went to your. You have a show there, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so
But
now we
if you
got.
just,
Well, Liquid Lunch came up again. They like you.
well,
So
do you type,
you.
what if you type thatchannel.com into the address bar of your browser?
Okay, I did that. a channel. Oh, a new page. Hey, there's a live screening thing right there, live. You have a human being talking.
So that's all they have to do is type thatchannel.com into the address bar of their browser, or just go right to thatchannel.com, and whatever we decide to show tomorrow night, Paul, which will include I guess a little bit of introduction by yourself, and then the movie, if you want, will just be available right there.
Wow. All right. So you go straight out live. So how much live do you do a day?
It depends on the day. I mean, today we only did 2 hours, but it depends how busy we are that particular day. We probably do 10 to 20 hours of live original programming every week.
Wow, congratulations. And so tell me about your show.
So Liquid Lunch has been doing it since 2006. And I mean, I started that channel as a, because I wanted to, as a business, as a project, as a media experiment, wanted to create media that truly serves people and, tries to address the big issues of the day and tries to provide a medium where people who have solutions to some of these problems can actually present them and gain some interest and some traction with them. So I didn't myself have a show for the first 2 years of the station, and then it was actually conceived, this is a secret, Paul, so please don't tell anyone, but
No one's listening to this. Everybody hold your ears.
It was kind of conceived of as a marketing vehicle or part of the sales funnel because, if we were to call and try to tell people tell people about what we were doing, nobody knew what internet TV was or internet radio was even at that time. So the best way, the easiest way to kind of get the word out and tell people and get them to understand what we were doing was we would just invite them in and let them talk about what they were doing to make the world a better place. And that was the real reason we started Liquid Lunch. And and then that was the first time that I really stepped forward as a host and really just started interviewing people about what they were doing, whether it was their business or their organization or their nonprofit or their project or their band or their art or whatever. So over the years, we've probably had more than 10,000 people on the show and in the station.
Wow. Good man. Excellent. This is good news. We're in the same business. Sharing the good of the world. I love it. All right, I'm going to let you get back to work, and I want to ask you one other question. So then at 7 o'clock on 9/11, we'll go live. We'll be here live in this on that channel.com. Phew, for you, what is, we're going to be showing One Stock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And I ask many people, what is peace or what is love or what does hope mean for you? And I think I'd like to ask you hope. What is hope for you?
Well, funny you should ask. I mean, I have moments where I go, I don't, where I find it difficult to see the hope. Right? I mean, I'm just being honest here. I mean, sometimes it gets a little discouraging. So, sometimes I have difficulty answering that question, Paul.
No, I understand that.
But, I mean, right now, the fact that I'm having this conversation with you and And you're doing the same kind of thing down in New York. You know, I guess that gives me hope that maybe there's enough people all over the world that you kind of step up and do the same kind of thing.
There you go. There's billions. There's billions. And that's the good news. There's billions, I think. Phew, great job. Congratulations. And I look forward to meeting you tomorrow. Thatchannel.com. Have a good time here. And thank you once again. It's a big honor to be able to come up there. And it's kind of you to allow us to show our movie. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Paul. And I'm looking forward to doing the same with you tomorrow on my show at 2:30, liquidlunch.channel.com. I'm going to interview you for 20 minutes or so. I'm looking forward to that.
Great. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.